However, thank you for tuning in too. I pray this is not the last time. I'm Marquita here with a word of encouragement. The topic for today is pressed. In the process of being pressed, there are a few stages that take place in order for all the wrinkles to be removed. First, there's being positioned. Then there's heat that takes place. And then third is the position of being pressed. That first stage may or may not feel so bad. But when the heat comes in our lives, the trials, the tribulation, the disappointment, the hurt, it gets a little tough. But when the pressing takes place, the pressing is when we have to stay even the more close to God so that He can get all of those wrinkles out of us. And what those wrinkles are those things that have us wavering in our faith. And God wants to get all of that out of us so that we can be the best that He knows we can be in Him. So as we go through these stages in life, these constant trials, these constant tribulations, remember God is just pressing out all of those things that delay your growth in Him, delay your blessings and your favor and your purpose in Christ Jesus. So I encourage you to embrace the pressing process, because if we can't see it through what the Holy Spirit has given me, think about that pair of pants that you continuously position to be pressed to get every wrinkle out. And you do your best. You position it just right. You turn up that heat and you press to get every unwanted wrinkled out. And guess what? When you finish and you look at it, it looks better than it did before. But there still may be some wrinkles. Some seen and some unseen. But you put those pants on and you go through that cycle again. And again and again. And the goal is to perfect that thing so that you, when you show up in it, you look your best. And that's the thing. God is removing those wrinkles out of our life once again. And after a while, those old things that will be so heavy on you won't be so heavy anymore. Because God has positioned you, He has applied the heat, and He has pressed it out. And you come out better than before each and every time. 2 Corinthians 4:8 explains it like this. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life in Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Don't give up during the pressing, but cling even the more closer to God. And if you cling to God, you will come out even better than before. Embrace the pressing. Thank you for tuning in too. I pray this is not the last time. I pray something was said that can be a help to you or to someone you know. Now, before you go, please allow me to cover you in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we come before you this morning. Just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, a lot of us feel pressed on every side, like your word says. But Lord, we're so grateful for the word that was given, Lord God, so that we will understand the state in the pressing process, knowing that you are just removing all those things that may delay our purpose, delay our growth, our favors, and the blessings that you have set up just for us. So I'm praying for us all this morning, Lord, that we embrace the pressing process and go forth being who you have called us to be. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Amen.